Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Carl, this is a Christmas song. There's no fooling anyone.
You think people left yesterday?
There's no home for the holidays. What holiday do you think they're talking about?
But it's holidays. New Year's Eve is still coming up.
So you're counting this as a package deal, and then it doesn't specifically...
Yeah, it's holidays, plural. I mean, you could play this at, 4th of July.
Home for the holidays. Holidays is also what some car companies use to sell vehicles around this time, right? They put a Z on the end.
Exactly.
Honda days. Something like that. Wait, I missed out on the toy. What's the Toyota one?
This Toyota Sail-a-thon or whatever?
Sail-a-thon or something. Oh, I missed out on the Happy Sail-a-thon.
Toyota-thon, that's it.
Toyota-thon, yeah. Oh, man, that TikToker said, why don't they say happy Toyota-thon to people anymore? joining us now is Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
And being that it is now post-Christmas, Carl, our producer, is still playing Christmas music because he says it's still within the window of acceptability.
These are holiday songs, not Christmas songs. None of them say Christmas.
Yeah, all the radio stations that still play the Christmas music, they are back to regular rotation this morning, except for this morning radio show. So Elon Musk is attempting to create his own city called Starbase. We've seen some other really rich people come up with the same idea. There's that one, I think in the Middle East, where they just want to do that solid, thin stretch of city. It's pretty amazing, some of the ideas that people come up with. But the question is, why would they want to go through all of this effort to create their own city? Is there a reason?
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Well, there is. The Starbase is a facility that Elon Musk's SpaceX owns and operates on the Texas coast. It is where the Starship rockets are launching from. Those are the really, really big ones that will eventually go to Mars, as per Elon Musk's hopes. We saw the spectacular video of one returning to the launch pad. I guess it was about a month or so ago. It was the rocket was speeding back towards the looked like it was falling, and then its engines ignited and it slowed down, and then the big launch tower's mechanical arms caught it. It was pretty fantastic to see. But a lot of SpaceX employees already live on site there, about 500, I think, at least, maybe even more now, and they're there with their families and whatnot. And so what SpaceX and Elon Musk would like to do is incorporate a town for them where they can develop more housing with appropriate services like, water and sewer and trash pickup and all that stuff, maybe even a school district or something along those lines, so that the community of SpaceX employees have a functional place to live. And, you know, being that it's Elon Musk, I'm sure it might resemble, you know, like the Jetsons or something like that. But at the same time, there is a practical thing here. It's probably a real modern analog to the old, like the mining towns. Remember those where you learned about them in your history classes, where the companies that operated gold mines and coal mines would pop up these towns for their workers and their families to live in. So they weren't, you know, living in the wilderness or whatever it was. Now, I'm sure Starbase won't have saloons and brothels, but I mean, they have grocery stores and Walmarts, I think, will probably be more appropriate. But it's not unheard of. The Walt Disney Company for many, many years was able to control the land around Disney World for its development purposes. They lost that power when kind of going head to head with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the laws about sexualized content in school libraries. But still, even then, for many years, Disney did this. They also do it with a different property in Florida called Celebration, which is a master planned community that they own and developed. So it's not really out of the ordinary that someone would want to do something like this.
Yeah, and I think we all watched Oppenheimer when it came out last year, and my first thought was like the Los Alamos. So they're building something, and they have the common cause to work for the company, I guess, in that sense. They want to build their own city.
Yeah. Company town, yeah.
Yeah, and I like the old idea, the old mining towns, because that's how you get people involved. Okay, so billionaires want to do this. They like control. I think that's a part of it. They like to have the idea to self-govern outside of regulation. I think they may look at Disney and what you mentioned and say, we don't want that happening to us. So we'll find another place like Texas that'll let us operate the way we want to. But other countries do this too. I mean, they try to create their own cities and sometimes they end up creating some pretty amazing things out of nothing.
Well, that's true. They do. People will do this for different reasons. They congregate and build in one area, and then they decide they want to be have some kind of independence from perhaps another town or that has annexed the area or a county or whatever the case may be, and they want to self-govern. And whether it's a big corporation like SpaceX or automobile manufacturer or whatever the case may be. Sometimes it's just a group of people that want to do this, but it does happen plenty, and it's responsible for a lot of urban or suburban growth in this country, that concept. And so this I think is just a further exercise in that. Of course, again, it just happens to be Elon Musk's company, and he is moving the corporate headquarters of SpaceX there. I believe it used to be in California. It's moved, I think, to Austin since, and he wants to move it down to where Starbase is located. So, it's not out of the ordinary. We'll put it that way.
And I think the Amish are looking at this saying, we've done it first and we've done it better. And if you're a Simpsons fan, this is exactly what Hank Scorpio did. He kind of created his own place and used it as a way to take over the world in a way. So not a totally unique idea. Self-governance. I think after the pandemic, people realized there was some value in moving away from some of the large cities, becoming more independent. And this seems just like on a mass scale, becoming more independent.
It does. I think it also makes a lot of economic sense. You know, you want your workers close to where they work, right? This eliminates commuting issues, I think, for a lot of people. And it may give them a great experience. Look, they're moving to work for SpaceX, and that's going to be a long-time investment for them, having a career there. They want their families to live well. This might give them an idyllic place to be. And again, like I said, it's Elon Musk, so I'm going to assume the design standards might be a bit futuristic looking, and that can't be bad either.
So. Solar panels on every roof. You can mitigate the cost of living in a way. There's a lot of benefits.
Tesla roofs. Has the solar roof. They don't even need panels.
It's the actual
roof tiles that are the photovoltaic cells.
Amazing. It's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and Happy New Year to you.
You too. Happy New Year. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.